Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I thought he was excellent. I thought he got better as the game went on, man. But I'm not surprised by that, man. It's been a while since he's played some ball, but I thought he settled in, knocked the rust off, man, and distributed the ball around and played well.
He played well. Joe came in here on a euphoric high, and now what tends to happen, what follows is a low. Now you're down in a valley.
I'm crashing, Bob. I need a revival. Like all of us, I was up till 2. And sleep deprivation. The 2 days before that, I went to bed early. It's unbelievable what sleep does for us. It's the most basic thing in the world. And it changes everything.
If you don't have, like, I'm a late guy too, just because of work. If I could change that, I'd love to change that. In time, I will change that that you get to bed at a reasonable hour. And then the mornings are beautiful.
Do you still eat salty snacks late at night?
Yeah, that's my advice.
You got to cut that out.
You got to cut that out.
Like what, potato chips?
Mostly, yes. Not a lot, but just enough to give me what I need from a chip.
What do you need? To soothe your anxieties late at night?
No, it's just, I don't know about you, but I cannot watch anything on television, sports related, without doing something. Now, what I need to do is switch out the chips for carrots or something, or grapes or something.
Nobody wants carrots, Bob. Yeah, we all want chips.
I think what I want is the crunching.
Crunching,
it doesn't necessarily matter if it's a chip or a carrot.
Funny you should say that. What I want from a drink at night is the fizz. And it doesn't matter if it's club soda or Diet Coke.
Just
but
something.
Clearly there's a better choice there, right?
No question. So I got to make a better choice.
Let's get back to the lines. Top of the hour. Bob had a chance to visit with a bunch of the 74 Steelers Saturday night and has some very good stories about talking to those guys. In the meantime, you know, I'm getting some feedback. This is an overreaction. I'm not sure what the overreaction is. Like, Russell Wilson gives the Steelers, I think it was evident last night, and I think Bob agrees, their best chance to stick around longer than they have in previous years. And this looks like a fairly complete team to me. More complete and better than any Steeler team since the start of 2020, since Bud Dupree got hurt. I'm not sure I see glaring weaknesses. They need another receiver for sure. But like I said,
how about Darnell Washington?
Yeah.
Big in the pass game. Let's talk about him a little bit too.
And how about Warren coming back in the pass
game now
where he's looking like a bowling ball out there? They need another receiver. But which position group stinks? Like in previous years, you could point to certain position groups and say they're way below the line, or at least they're below the line. I'm not sure I see one of those right now. Maybe receiver beyond Pickens. But like I said, Bob, a mature NFL passing game makes everybody a weapon. So which position group stinks? And do you agree with my opinion that it's their most complete and best team since early in 2020?
Complete and best team since, yeah, probably, yes. Just because they have a professional passer. And again, the whole point of this, I'm sure Mike Tomlin wanted to just get more out of the passing game, and without getting it from Justin Fields, and you know, he did a very good job, but he also was 28th in the league in passing. That has to improve. If you're going to compete with the big boys who have really good passing games, you're going to have to counter with one of your own, and that's the one thing that Justin Fields did not do as well as he did compared to running with the football or whatever else he did. So that's what he was looking for, and he got it. It took a while to get it, but he got it. Now the question is, where can they take it? And you're right. If they're healthy, obviously the offensive line and the injuries are tough. Any more of those injuries will make it difficult. But those young kids responded. If they play that way, they'll have a chance to be in just about every game. I look at their running backs as a plus, according to most of the league.
Well, why don't we start there? Let's just go very quickly and rate position groups within the league. Running backs, I put them right when Warren is healthy, that combo is right at the top of the league.
And if you add a big Cordarrelle Patterson into it, all of a sudden it's it's even better.
Top five in the NFL, yeah. I think, running back room. Quarterbacks. Wilson makes it different. I'll put him in the middle of the league. He's an obvious upgrade on what they had last year. And I think he's an upgrade on Fields. So you know, I say quarterbacks, good enough, and somewhere around the middle or just above the middle of the league. You agree?
Yeah, and it's still a work in progress because it's sure. One game only. But, yeah, it's improvement. That's where I would put it. So middle of the league sounds about right.
Tight end, top 10 tight end, right on the they verge use of the
a lot
top
of,
10.
They use a lot of them.
Pretty good know. Room, I think.
Yeah, it's not a weakness.
Freiermuth made an unbelievable one-handed catch last night.
And he made a great block last week to spring Najee down the sidelines.
Receivers, I still think they need a second receiver. But when Pickens plays like that, suddenly you have a star and a bunch of role players, which isn't bad. I'd again put that middle of the league or so. You?
And I think Wilson can bring out the best of that group better than we've seen. But yes, would I still be looking? Absolutely, I would.
Offensive line, I thought they played great last night. I'd put them slightly above middle of the league.
Yeah, and victimized by all these injuries. I think if they're healthy, they're better than that, but they're not healthy. So they're putting a lot of young kids in there, and time goes on, we'll find out what it is.
Defensive line, top five in the NFL.
Yeah, I think they get a lot of pressure without the benefit of a blitz.
Outside edge rushers combination, number one in the NFL.
That. Counting
or two,
Herbert,
one or two.
When he gets back, all of a sudden depth, yeah, and absolutely.
TJ didn't even do a lot last night because they paid him so much attention, and yet they still delivered defensively. I know the Jets made some plays. Guess what? The Jets have Aaron Rodgers slinging it. Breece Hall's great. Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams. That's a good offense. They're going to make plays. Inside linebackers and secondary, a huge upgrade from where they've been. Huge upgrade. Patrick Queen's been a little uneven, but it's still a massive upgrade.
Yeah, they're healthy and putting up tackles. And I think Queen's gotten better step by step along the way. I think you're seeing the emergence of Peyton Wilson. And as far as cornerbacks, you know, people did not like that trade for Deontay Johnson as if it was done too prematurely as just a means to get it out of town. But what they brought back was a guy who's played very well for them in Dante Jackson. So he leads their team in interceptions. You couldn't ask for more from him so far.
And Deshaun Elliott's been a revelation.
Now, the depth over there is a little concerning to me.
Yeah, a little concerning. Plus, Beanie, obviously, stepping up last night with huge plays. The play of the game. The play that turned the game. I guess the overall point there is that, unlike in all recent years, you can't point to one position and say, God, they stink there. You know? I think they're at least average everywhere. Good in some places, great in others, and now they have a quarterback who can unlock things, it would appear.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see how the Russell Wilson story plays out, but I like where the Steelers are right now, Bob. And do you know who they'd play if the season ended today?
We play that game a lot. So they would be division winners, right?
They would. I don't think they will win the division, but they would be.
No, but for right now, you're asking now.
Yeah.
Who would they play? Oh, I haven't looked at it deep enough.
Wrong. The Chargers. with the Fighting Jim Harbaughs would be back.
Makes
yes.
a big difference
in
where it
Pittsburgh.
Is. Although in the past it hasn't, but in this case I think it would.
Failing that, let's pop the Ravens over them. The Ravens didn't play this week. It would be against
the
Fighting.
Well, they're playing tonight, and we'll find out what they do tonight.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Failing that, let's say Ravens win tonight, they'd be in first place. It would be against the Fighting Josh Allens.
I don't want that matchup.
In Buffalo.
Again,
that would be
I don't
a tough
want that
one.
Matchup.
But I think they could win.
Sure they could. But I
They're
still don't
way
want that
better equipped to win than they were last year. Going
and if
there.
You remember what Russell Wilson did to the Bills last year in a game, do you remember that game?
Yes, I do.
He passed stride for stride with Josh Allen. He had a whole bunch of yardage in that game.
And won it at the end.
Right.
Let's take one more call before we go to Bob regaling us with story time limits.
All right, let's go to Leanne and Cecil.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, great idea. I just wanted to comment. I lived in Seattle for 10 years during Russell Wilson's years, and it
yes.
was very painful as a Steeler fan living there. But he was so clutch with that moon ball to Tyler Lockett. I mean, it was consistent. Every game, it seemed like there was like four of them. Nobody can intercept them. They can't detect the ball. So he has the clutch gene. Like at the end of the game, I'd always be rooting against them. Every time he'd bring them back down the field to score. He is so talented. I think he went through some years of maybe not being in a good system, but I mean, from watching him for all those years, I mean, he has the ability to take us places.
I agree with every syllable yeah. and half syllable you just uttered. Bob, do you?
Yes, because he has the experience and that's why they got him. They didn't get him because he was some young up-and-coming guy. They got him because they haven't had a quarterback since Roethlisberger who was capable of doing what we saw last night. And can he get better? Sure. Can things go the other way a little bit? Yes. But at this point, based on not playing since last Christmas, he came into a game. And he was the difference of the game as it went on. So I got to believe that's going to make everyone around him better, and I think you saw that.
The possibility is there anyway. You know, I compared it last week to a game show. It was as if our friend Little City Limits, Bob, who weighs in at 140, 5'10", 140, if he was on Deal or No Deal with Howie Mandel, you ever seen that show? And Howie said to Limits, you can have your 50,000 and go home, which to me is you can have your 9-8, 8-9 sneak into the playoffs, maybe miss and get blown out again and get praised wildly for how great the season was. Or you can shoot for something better. You can use your lifeline, Bob. And that's like Limits using you as your lifeline for his next question. Mike Tomlin's lifeline, as he saw it, was Russell Wilson. He at least wants to try for something better. He wants to try for the big prize. Even Tomlin is sick and tired of having 18-17 slugfests that Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth praise you for because you've lowered yourself to a mud bath with the Dallas Cowboys, an inferior team. Oh, this is where the Steelers want to be. No, it's not. They want to be engineering victory more fluidly for the millionth time. Even Tomlin was sick of those kinds of games. He knows he's not going to get anywhere. Finally, in those kinds of games, except to the playoffs and an early loss. So he activated his lifeline, and we'll see where it goes. Game one, it seems like there's big possibilities. You figure Russell Wilson will get better with time. He hadn't played. He was like Grandpa Joe coming off the couch, Limits, after 40 years in bed. Right? He hadn't played in practically a year, a down of competitive football. And everybody from Ryan Clark to Trey Wingo to everybody else is freaking out early in the game. And I have to say, privately, I was thinking at home, oh, my God, this guy looks like Denver.
Yeah.
Bad Russell Wilson from his first year in Denver. They're going to have to pull him before he embarrasses himself.
What play was it that he threw it towards the sideline? It was supposed to be like a quick pass to Calvin Austin.
Yes,
it was a bounce. He's playing basketball out there. He's giving puns about baseball in the press conference. I thought it was a basketball game in the start of that game. Overthrows and throws into the dirt, but he really recovered and played very well.
Make no mistake, when Mike Tomlin made this decision, it wasn't Even if that continued the entire game, he was not going to take him.
No, and Tomlin looks right.
And he looks at this as the two games he wanted to see before they got to a break to reassess everything.
He wants something better for himself. Right. He said it. Good, but not great. He said it last year. We're firing Canada at 6-4 because we want to win in easier fashion. He knows you can't live like that long term. Took 7 years. Took tripling down on Matt Canada, for God's sakes. How much is that decision being underscored every week? How sad that was, and how derelict of duty of Tomlin and the people above him to bring that guy back for a third year. We had to watch that, at least for half the season. But you know what? He's exercised his lifeline. At least he's finally realized this ain't going to work. We need something better. Maybe Russell won't work, but at least we're giving it a shot. And like I said, the early returns are promising.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.